Missouri Senate will come to order. Will everyone in the chamber and in the upper galleries please rise for a prayer by Senator McCreary and then remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
As we begin this new year, we give thanks for fresh starts, for new beginnings, for the hope of spring. As we anticipate the fall of new snow tonight, let it be a reminder of the fresh shoots of green it will bring. Let it be a metaphor, a reminder for our work here. For true leaders plant trees in whose shade they will never sit. Let that desire for investment in our children, for those who will follow us, guide us, and lead us. We pray for your peace in this body and in this world, as we remember former Senate staff Ian Dunlap and hold his family in our hands and in our hearts. May his time in this building remind us that our time here is but temporary and fleeting. In the words of Missouri-born poet laureate Maya Angelou, people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. In that spirit, let us strive to understand each other better, to be better legislators and better statesmen, worthy of your glory. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Carter, Serpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Eigel, Esslinger, Fitzwater, Gannon, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Luchtmeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Razor, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schroer, Thompson Rader, Trent, Washington, Williams.
Senator from Livingston. Senator from Livingston is here. Senator from the 26th. Senator from the 26th is here. Quorum is established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, second day, Thursday, January 24th.
Senator from Shelby County.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Shelby. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator from Shelby, you recognize close.
Thank you, I close.
Senator from Shelby renews her motion that further reading of the journal be dispensed with, but that it be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those the contrary say no. As appear to have it, the ayes do have it. You have approved the journal.
Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution.
Please send your resolution forward. Senator, your resolution will be printed in the journal. Would you care to explain your resolution?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. This resolution has to do with appropriations. As everybody knows, the number one and only thing we are constitutionally required to do is pass a budget every year. And for the past few years, the budget in this chamber and passed by this General Assembly and signed by our governor is bigger than it ever has been before. In fact, it's so big and so wasteful that most of us don't even know what's in it. That's a little secret. That's a little Jeff City secret that I'm saying out loud right now. In fact, I'm guessing if we went line by line on last year's budget, how many of you would know familiarity with every one of those line items? Probably not many. So this rule change is actually quite simple, and I think in the best interest of the people of the state. It says specifically that for any new decision items, in the state budget, this body shall take an individual vote on every new decision item. Now, imagine that. Imagine that. Every time you want to spend more money, it wouldn't be just hidden in a budget bill somewhere, reading in between the lines that nobody ever sees. You're going to have to take a vote on it. Imagine that. And that's especially important because of the $50-plus billion budget that we passed, the monstrosity that we passed last year. How many new decision items did we have in that budget? I'll tell you. Thanks for asking. $10 billion of new decision items. $10 billion. To put $10 billion in new decision items in perspective, we actually, the value of every personal property tax bill on every citizen in every county of the state is about $1.7 billion. So instead of doing something for the people of this state, like getting rid of personal property tax, and by the way, I'm waiting for the first person to ask me, how are we going to afford that kind of tax cut? What we could have done is gotten rid of personal property tax and had billions of dollars in new spending left over. But we didn't do that. And instead, every person in this state on December 1st went down to their county office to pay rent for the crime of owning a car in this state. Most states don't have personal property tax anymore on vehicles. And that's just one of the reasons why Missouri is stagnating. That's one of the reasons why we are falling behind, because we're not doing the important things in saving our working and middle-income class households from a tax that is devastating. We don't do that. Instead, on one day, we bring $52 billion in appropriations and vote them all through, when the secret is very few, if any of us, have actually read those bills, have actually gone line by line. And here's another secret. The budget process in this state is broken. I've been on the Appropriations Committee for 4 years, and I refer to it as the great reading of the spreadsheets, where often legislators only speak if it's an item that they directly want to intervene on, which means there are thousands of line items going to things like professional sports stadiums upgrades. I believe the women's soccer team in Kansas City got a new parking lot last year as a result of all the waste in this state. $50 million in private stadium upgrades. I'm pretty sure the people of this state, if given the opportunity to not pay personal property tax or pay for a new parking lot for a professional sports team, I'm confident I know what they would pick. How about a meat laboratory for $30 million? How about a walking path built over the top of I-70 for $26 million of taxpayer money? All things that we were wasting dollars on instead of doing the people's work and lightening the tax burden. And no wonder, when we go around this state, citizens are furious. And yes, they pay far more in tax burden in the state of Missouri than they do in other states that I think that we ought to emulate, other states that are growing. And we do these things in the name of the status quo. We do these things because that's how we've always done them. And to add insult to injury, at the end of that process in this chamber, we stand each other and slap each other on the backs in celebration. Government has never been bigger. This state has never been more stagnant. And this chamber is the cause of it. The waste and the status quo. Well, as many of you have heard, there's a new group in town styling itself the Freedom Caucus. And I can tell you, one of the top priorities of the Freedom Caucus is to restore a little bit of fiscal conservatism in this chamber and to take a look at every one of those line items. And if we have to do it here on the floor and it takes 3 months, that's okay. That's actually what we're sent here to do. I mean, the rule changes I'm proposing today, the rule changes I proposed last week are designed to facilitate that. Because I think we all know that if suddenly you had to vote on a $30 million meat lab that's actually going to compete with the ranchers in this state, we might get a different result, wouldn't we? Well, unfortunately, not enough of a consensus is reached in this chamber on where the finances of this state actually ought to fall. And this year, all of that's going to change. So I hope you'll take a close look at that rule change that I've distributed now to your desk. If you don't have it, you should have it shortly. I'll have my staff distribute that rule change as soon as possible, both rule changes. And we'll discuss that, I know, in the coming days. Mr. President.
Chairman of the 23rd.
May I inquire of the senator from Jasper?
Senator from the 32nd District of Jasper and Newton Counties, you yield to an inquiry. She does. Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Senator. Senator, you, I think Twitter is one of my least favorite mechanisms of communicating, Senator, and I couldn't help but notice that you had a conversation on Twitter about the budget this weekend. Is that correct?
I did.
Well, I got to tell you, Senator, the backstory of that tweet and kind of that interaction is actually my fault. Because I think that I was actually the first one, this is several years ago before you had joined the chamber, I was actually one of the first ones to mention, I think I made the statement that Illinois' budget was bigger than the state of Missouri. That was actually my fault. So I know politicians don't like to admit when they're wrong. I'm going to go ahead and take that bullet. However, I think it was a good moment. I think it was a great moment because we had a conversation about, you know, what do we want our finances in this state to actually look like? I mean, as I said, Senator, we probably don't want our finances to look like the state of Illinois. Would you concur with that assessment?
I would agree.
And Senator, do you believe that our state budget here in Missouri is 100% efficient?
I would pretty safely say it is not.
Is not. And does it seem odd to you that we spend less than one day of session on this floor, the people's chamber, talking about how we're going to spend a record amount of their tax dollars? Doesn't that seem strange to you?
There are some states that rotate the legislative process, one year talking about budget, the next talking about legislation, and I know, Texas being one of them, and I think sometimes it does help us to be able to give the dedication and the time necessary to be able to kind of move from a budget neutral or budget zero and then start adding to it instead of always increasing. It makes it easier to follow.
Senator, did you know that right now, at this very moment in time, you are paying more in tax burden to government, state government, local government, federal government, adjusted for inflation, for those that are counting, than you ever have before? You probably are aware of that, I'm guessing.
I did feel that a little bit.
And do you feel like for this record amount of sacrifice that you and everybody else in this room and everybody else in this state is making, do you feel like you're getting more for that sacrifice than ever before from your government in terms of outcomes?
I wouldn't necessarily say that, no.
So are you frustrated to know that when comparing us to states that I do think we want to emulate, state like Florida, as a matter of fact, that we're spending almost 20% more per person than the state government in Florida is spending on their citizens? I mean, that strikes you as odd, doesn't it?
Yes.
And in fact, here's really what I think should get a lot of discussion. If we in this state spent GR, general revenue, per person, at the same level that the state of Florida would spend GR per person, you know how much GR we would end up saving? Because we'd have to cut to get there. You know how much GR we would save?
You tell.
$1.7 billion. Excuse me, $1.8 billion.
Would that be just enough for you to, for the body to potentially pass a personal property tax cut?
So the value of every personal property tax bill is $1.7 billion. And yet if we just brought ourselves into line per capita spending with a state like Florida, we'd save $1.8 billion. We'd have $100 million left over for more meat laboratories or more local priorities. And yet we didn't do that. There hasn't been a serious look at reducing our expenditures on waste in this legislature for the 7 years that I've been here. And every year, we talk about the status quo and expanding government for the priorities, a lot of times for the hallways, right? That's the hallways that are talking. I mean, professional sports teams, they hire lobbyists to represent them. They're asking for this money. And they have these arguments like, well, it's for economic development, which is a term you know I love. And yet, because we have allowed the special interests, the few, the powerful, to control the budget process, the everyday Missourians are getting left behind. Every year, the budget gets bigger. And I heard a rumor today, and I hope it's not true. I heard a rumor today, Senator, that the governor wants to increase the budget again. In fact, he doesn't want to just increase the budget. He wants to increase it above the consensus revenue estimate. Now, that's just a rumor, and I know we don't like to trade in rumors here in this town. But to do so would be an unbelievable repudiation of the desires of the people of this state and an indictment of the leadership of this state that is so used to benefiting the few that it's caused the people of this state to lose confidence in its elected leaders in Jefferson City. So, Senator, I want you to know, first of all, thank you for taking my inquiry. I just want you to know that I'm committed to finding the waste in this budget this year. And we're going to find the waste, and if we have to do it on the floor, because ironically, almost every member of the Freedom Caucus that's talking about this doesn't have a seat on appropriations. In fact, my seat was taken away from me on appropriations. I think even if we have to do it right here on the floor and spend hours or days or weeks doing it, I think we owe it to the people of this state to get to the bottom of all this waste. And Senator, I want you to know I'm committed to do that. Does that sound like a plan?
I would also appreciate that.
Awesome. Well, Senator, thank you so much for the inquiry. I appreciate it very much.
Yep.
Mr. President.
Senator, the 23rd.
I have another resolution.
Please send your resolution forward. Your resolution will be printed in the journal.
Thank you, Mr. President. May I describe my resolution?
Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. This amendment, now, for those that know me, you know that I am loath to admit when the House of Representatives does things better structurally than the Missouri Senate. I'm loath to admit it. And yet, I must admit that today, they have a mechanism in their fiscal discussions having to do with the budget that I believe is far superior to the vagueness that we have currently in our system. Specifically, for anybody making an amendment on the floor of the House to the budget that increases spending, many of you in this chamber who actually served in the House can confirm this, you actually have to have a corresponding reduction in the budget to balance it out. We call that a check on fiscal waste. We call that a check on government growth. And I don't think that the House of Representatives should have a check on government growth that the Senate chamber doesn't have. In fact, I'm pretty sure that a vast number of the majority in this chamber always talks about fiscal conservatism, saving the people money. So I've drafted a rule change that would adopt the same procedures that the House have. And if you have an amendment on the floor that would increase spending, it will have to be reduced and offset by a reduction elsewhere in the budget. What a common sense, public way to demonstrate our fiscal commitment in a very public election year. So, I look forward to having this conversation further, Mr. President, and I thank you for having that printed in the journal.
Thank you, Senator. On the business of resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 15th.
No explanation needed.
Thanks, sir. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1302, introduced by Senator Koenig, an act relating to prohibited investments for publicly managed funds.
Introduction of bills. Senator, the second.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills. Even though no explanation is necessary, I will say one has to deal with Missouri homegrown Ozark Highland whiskey.
Please send your two bills forward.
Thank you.
Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 1303, introduced by Senator Shore, an act relating to state designations.
Please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 1304, introduced by Senator Schroer, an act relating to motor vehicle financial responsibility.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the first.
I have a bill, no explanation needed.
Please send your bill forward.
Senate Bill number 1305, introduced by Senator Beck, an act relating to age verification on dating sites.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Dunklin.
Mr. President, I have a bill. No explanation is necessary.
Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 1306, introduced by Senator Bean, an act relating to farm vehicles.
Introduction of bills. Senator, the 23rd.
I have a bill.
Senator, please send your bill forward.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have sent two yellowback forms forward, which is a difference from three yellowbacks that we normally had in years past. So I'm very pleased to see that we're already finding efficiencies in state government.
Senator, would you care to explain your bills?
I am tempted, Mr. President, but I believe no explanation will be necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam President, please, or Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 1307, introduced by Senator Igel, an act relating to eligibility for public office.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill. Clarification, Senator 23rd sent one bill. Introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. Senator Shelby.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements, and I have an announcement.
Without objection, the order of business will be announcements. Senator Shelby.
Mr. President, we will be going to the order of business of second reading of Senate bills. There will be no formal business after. I will be making a motion to adjourn under the rules. We'll be watching the weather, and we'll send out an announcement if the schedule were to change due to weather.
Announcements. Senator Shelby.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of Senate bills.
Seeing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of Senate bills. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. A couple of housekeeping things before I begin. I'm sending forward the hearing schedule, and I ask that it be printed in the journal. Just to clarify for the body that's interested, we moved our hearing schedule at the end of session last year. We're just moving it back to where it was at the beginning.
Those shall be printed in the journal.
Mr. President, would you please refer SCR 20 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, and SCR 21 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics.
Those shall be referred.
SCR 20 will be referred. I'll have to go.
Thank you, Mr. President. I withdraw my motion on SCR 21. Second reading of Senate Bill 724.
Senate Bill 724, an act relating to election crimes.
Local government elections, Senate Bill 725.
Senate Bill 725, an act relating to property taxes.
Economic development tax policy, Senate Bill 726.
Senate Bill 726, an act relating to gender transition.
Emerging issues, Senate Bill 727.
Senate Bill 727, an act relating to educational scholarships.
Education and workforce development, Senate Bill 728.
Senate Bill 728, an act relating to public elementary and secondary school students.
Education and workforce development, Senate Bill 729.
Senate Bill 729, an act relating to a tax credit for certain educational expenses.
Education and workforce development, Senate Bill 730.
Senate Bill 730, an act relating to crime prevention and control programs.
Transportation, infrastructure, and public safety, Senate Bill 731.
Senate Bill 731, an act relating to the protection of data.
Emerging issues, Senate Bill 732.
Senate Bill 732, an act relating to concealed carry permits.
Transportation, infrastructure, and public safety, Senate Bill 733.
Senate Bill 733, an act relating to property taxes.
Economic development tax policy, Senate Bill 734.
Senate Bill 734, an act relating to military affairs.
Veterans, military affairs, and pensions, Senate Bill 735.
Senate Bill 735, an act relating to the sole purpose of regulating the treatment and use of gold and silver.
Veterans, military affairs, and pensions, Senate Bill 736.
Senate Bill 736, an act relating to the state treasurer's ability to invest.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 737.
Senate Bill 737, an act relating to the regulation of money transmission.
Senate Bill Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 738.
Senate Bill 738, an act relating to the Department of Revenue fee offices.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, Senate Bill 739.
Senate Bill 739, an act relating to solid waste disposal area permits.
Local government elections, Senate Bill 740.
Senate Bill 740, an act relating to utilities.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, Senate Bill 741.
Senate Bill 741, an act relating to large water public utilities.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, Senate Bill 742.
Senate Bill 742, an act relating to tax credits for child care.
Government Accountability, Senate Bill 743.
Senate Bill 743, an act relating to statute funding for early childhood education programs.
Education and Workforce Development, Senate Bill 744.
Senate Bill 744, an act relating to child custody.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 745.
Senate Bill 745, an act relating to the duration of unemployment benefits.
General Law, Senate Bill 746.
Senate Bill 746, an act relating to eligibility for parole.
Judiciary Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 747.
Senate Bill 747, an act relating to electric utilities.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, Senate Bill 748.
Senate Bill 748, an act relating to reimbursement allowance taxes.
Appropriation, Senate Bill 749.
Senate Bill 749, an act relating to the authority to confer degrees at public institutions of higher education.
Education and Workforce Development, Senate Bill 750.
Senate Bill 750, an act relating to the collections of delinquent taxes.
Emerging Issues, Senate Bill 751.
Senate Bill 751, an act relating to insurance coverage of pharmacy services.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 752.
Senate Bill 752, an act relating to rural economic opportunities.
Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources, Senate Bill 753.
Senate Bill 753, an act relating to the disclosure of information pertaining to certain commercial financing transactions.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 754.
Senate Bill 754, an act relating to law enforcement animals.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 755.
Senate Bill 755, an act relating to detention on arrest without a warrant.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, Senate Bill 756.
Senate Bill 756, an act relating to a property tax credit for certain seniors.
Economic Development and Tax Policy, Senate Bill 757.
Senate Bill 757, an act relating to the closure of electric power plants.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, Senate Bill 758.
Senate Bill 758, an act relating to the Public Service Commission.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, Senate Bill 759.
Senate Bill 759, an act relating to time of use rates.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment.
Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, I overlooked we need to go to second reading of concurrent resolutions.
Without objection, the order of business will be second reading of concurrent resolutions. Senator from Shelby, or no, Senator from Boone, excuse me.
Thank you, Mr. President. SCR 21.
Senate concurrent resolution number 21 relating to hypertrophic cardiomyopathy awareness day.
Rules, joint rules, resolutions, and ethics.
Senator from Shelby.
With no further business coming before the body, I move that Senate will stand adjourned under the rules.
Senator Shelby moves the Senate stand adjourned under the rules. All those in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye. All those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The Senate will stand adjourned under the rules.